It Had to Be You by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 1994 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This book is read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. Phoebe Somerville outraged everyone by bringing a French poodle and a Hungarian lover to her father's funeral. She sat at the gravesite like a 50s movie queen, with the small white poodle perched in her lap and a pair of rhinestone-studded cat's-eye sunglasses shielding her eyes. It was difficult for the mourners to decide who looked more out of place, the perfectly clipped poodle sporting a pair of matching peach satin ear bows, Phoebe's unbelievably handsome Hungarian, with his long beaded ponytail, or Phoebe herself. Phoebe's ash-blonde hair, artfully streaked with platinum, swooped down over one eye like Marilyn Monroe's in The Seven-Year Itch. Her moist, full lips, painted a delicious shade of peony pink, were slightly parted as she gazed toward the shiny black casket that held what was left of Bert Somerville. She wore an ivory suit with a silky quilted jacket, but the outrageous gold metallic bustier beneath was more appropriate to a rock concert than a funeral. The slim skirt, belted with loops of gold chain, one of which sported a dangling fig leaf, was slitted at the side, to the middle of her shapely thigh. This was the first time Phoebe had been back in Chicago since she'd run away when she was 18, so only a few of the mourners present had ever met Bert Somerville's prodigal daughter. From the stories they'd heard, however, none of them were surprised that Bert had disinherited her. What father would want to pass on his estate to a daughter who'd been the mistress of a man more than 40 years her senior, even if that man had been the noted Spanish painter Arturo Flores? And then there was the embarrassment of the